Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Lop a knife on me, don't know where I would be.
You better go get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night featuring the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are going to go to the throne of grace and get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord. for simply being present with us on the line. Hallelujah. We want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say and everything that you're about to do. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you. Once again, we glorify you. Once again, we lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised and worthy to be lifted up, Lord, and we love you.
Yes.
We love you and we appreciate you on today. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Hallelujah and amen. We truly thank God. Thank God on today. Hallelujah for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome y'all on the line on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And bringing forth the word tonight. Amen. In just a couple of minutes is my brother in Christ, the Holy Apostle, Elder Nate Curry.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
With a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. We want to, amen, open up with an opening scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're gonna go to Old Faithful, and that's Psalms 100. Glory to God.
Amen.
Psalms 100, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his place with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Real quick, let's look at verse 5. It says, for the Lord is good.
Can you watch the baby?
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Get offline.
The first reason. Praise God. We have to praise God. That's the first reason why we have to magnify his name. That's the first reason why we have to have an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember when the man went up to Jesus and said, hallelujah, good master, what must I do to achieve eternal life? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, why do you call me good? Hallelujah. There's nothing good except the Father in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
None good but God. None good but
amen.
The Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And how good is he? How good is he? The last line will tell you how good he is. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy. That's when you say, I did something. Glory to God. I'm sorry about it. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to do it no more.
Yes,
he has mercy on you. See, when you should be punished for what you did. Hallelujah. When you should go to hell. Hallelujah. Into the lake of fire. Praise God for the sins and transgressions. Hallelujah. You should have committed. His mercy showed up. His mercy showed up. Hallelujah. And his mercy showed out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where we get grace from.
Thank you.
He gives us grace, unmerited favor. It's unmerited. You didn't earn it. Hallelujah. You wasn't good enough to receive it. Praise God. Matter of fact, your actions, amen, should have had you in hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God had mercy on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, it says his truth. His truth endures. Hallelujah. To all generations. Praise God. Ain't you glad that the same faith, the same grace, the same healing that the woman with the issue of blood got? Hallelujah. The same word. Hallelujah. That the woman at the well got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same hallelujah. Amen. Anointing. Praise God. That the apostles received. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That same thing that they got in the book. Praise God. The same anointing. The same hallelujah. Amen. Word.
The Come on, Elder.
The same delivery.
Yes.
That the great-great-grandmother
yes.
got. Hallelujah. That the grandma got.
Yes,
the mama got. Is available to you.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
You got to thank God that it's available to your kids. Glory to God. They're going to fall off track. They ain't going to get it right if they anything like we are. Glory to God, they're going to make some mistakes. Glory to God, hallelujah. But thank God that it's true. Hallelujah, passes down. Hallelujah. You know how you got something in the family that's to pass down? Glory to God, where you know, your great-grandfather used to wear this. Glory to God, we pass it down. But God say, I'm passing down my truth. Hallelujah, I'm passing down my
I'm
passing down my mercy. I'm passing it down from generation to generation,
Yes,
and it ain't going to change. Hallelujah. The same grace that I gave your granny, I'm going to give it to you. The same grace your mama got, I'm going to give it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we should be grateful. Hallelujah, because he's good. Hallelujah. His mercy.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Lord.
It's everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. You ought to change your attitude about God. You ought to have an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. You ought to show some appreciation for what he's done. Glory to God. He's had mercy on you.
Yeah.
He could have been took you out of here, but the bullet ain't killed you. The car accident ain't killed you. The STD ain't killed you. Glory to God, because he had mercy on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. He had mercy on everybody but that came before you, and he's going to have mercy on everybody that came after you. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So let's change our attitude and have an attitude of gratitude because he's good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all. Hallelujah. Generations. Glory to God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. So everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, amen, if you're just tuned in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Tivo, and tonight we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide.
Hey.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is faith.
Amen.
Out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is
Lord.
Most definitely in the house on tonight. And bringing forth the
Lord.
Word of God is the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. None other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ, our very own, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry. Hallelujah, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way tonight. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give him the glory. Somebody lift your voice and just tell the Lord that you love him tonight. Somebody, amen, lift your hands and just say, Lord, I love you. There is nobody like you. Hallelujah. You are my everything. Somebody tell him that tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on here, somebody. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him for his goodness. Bless him for his mercy. Bless him for his loving kindness. Bless him for his greatness. Bless him because he is just worthy to be praised. Somebody give God a praise of thanksgiving right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name on tonight. Hey, I mean, you agree with me tonight that he is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Of all my praise, Abobo Shando. He is worthy, hallelujah, of everything I can give him on tonight, hallelujah. He's been so good to me, hallelujah. I'm not going to cheat him of his praise. I'm just going to give him what he deserves, glory to God. Somebody give him, hallelujah, everything he deserves on tonight, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God.
Yeah.
You know you've been waiting all night long. Amen. Just to get to this place right here, just so you can bless his name. Come on here, somebody. You've been having praise ready. Hallelujah. I believe the Bible says, praise wait for thee in Zion, O God. Hallelujah. And into this vow that I will perform. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you got praise waiting on the Lord right now? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He done kept you all day long, glory to God. He done beat back devils and demons for you, glory to God. He done made ways for you, glory to God. He hallelujah. Hey, Sunday, hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. Amen. Some vessels try to rush through this here part, but you can't rush through this here part, because when the authority said, when I think of the goodness, hallelujah, of Yahshua, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, glory to God. Ah, my soul cries out, beloved, every time I think about how good he's been to me. Every time I think about every time he caught me when the enemy tried to drop me. Every time he made a way when the devil said there was no way, hallelujah. Every time he's healed my body when it looked like that my body couldn't get healed. I got to praise him. Come on, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many
Lord.
You got to praise? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the songwriter said, Yahshua, I never will forget what you've done for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you can say tonight, I will never forget, Lord, what you've done for me, Lord? Hallelujah. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all, but I'm going to tell something tonight. Come on here, somebody. I got to tell somebody, God been good to me. He been good to me in spite of myself. Come on here, somebody. In spite of myself, he still been good to me. I know I ain't done everything that he telling me to do, but he's still been good to me. Amen. I haven't been up to par like he want me to, but he's still been good to me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Glory. He looked beyond my fault. And so all my need, he been good. He been good to me. Somebody ought to praise him just for being good to you. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Better than
for
people
being
good to you. Glory to
God.
He been
Lord.
Better than people been. Hallelujah. He been better. Glory to God. Than folk that say they love me been to me. He been good.
Yes,
he been good to me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody can relate tonight that he been good. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, I didn't deserve it. So I didn't even qualify for the goodness. But the Lord said, that's just who I am. Come on here, somebody. The Lord said, that's just who I am. Hallelujah. Glory. That's just who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why we should never.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we should never stop praising God.
That's
yes,
right.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey, shout out to the Bible, son. That about Sunday.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Is that why David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times; His praises shall continuously be Him." David knew that at times that he would not what. He needed to be with God, but God kept on favoring David. Hallelujah. When David messed up, God's grace and mercy was still there. Glory to God. David knew, amen, that it was God's mercy, glory to God, that kept him intact. Come on here, somebody. I believe, amen, in one psalm, David said, thy gentleness has made me great. Come on here, somebody. The time that, Lord, that you should have been hard on me, you was gentle with me. Come on here, somebody. Why? Don't you know that God know what it takes for all of us? Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's why God don't let people, amen, get in the way of his judgment. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God know what it takes? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He don't listen to what people say. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-mm.
How many know that if God listened to what people say, we wouldn't be here? Hey, shabobo ko taraba sando, hallelujah. But how many know that God know? He know what it takes. Come on, give God one more shout of victory in the house tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah tonight. Amen. I want to give praises to God on tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to give praises to my dear brother on tonight. Amen. Elder Andre Primos.
Amen.
The Prince of Preachers. Amen. I do honor him tonight, him and his wife. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. We are praying for you. Amen. And we have you in our prayers. Amen.
Yes,
that God will continue to strengthen you. He is the
Amen.
God of all comfort. Come on, his way. How many of you know that can't anybody comfort you like God? People can try, but God comfort. Ain't no comfort like God comfort. How many of you know that there ain't a hug like God hug? When God hug you, amen, glory God, everything that's wrong turn to right. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. When God hug you, amen, you just melt, amen, like butter, glory to God. Hallelujah, why? Because ain't no comfort like his comfort. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah,
amen. Cool. God love is what? Pure. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for Elder and his wife. Amen, I thank God for my queen. Amen. My first lady on tonight. Amen. Give God praise for her on tonight.
Yes,
amen. And for our children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
For all of our children on tonight. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord.
Yes, he is. By himself, he is awesome. Amen. And I thank God for my fellowship on tonight. If they online tonight, I thank God for them. Give God praise for them on tonight. Amen. Come on right quickly with me tonight to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, I'm going to look at, we're going to begin looking at verse 19. Second Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. Is everybody there? Amen. On tonight.
Amen.
Get that shout, amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Before we go into the word, Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight, Lord. I ask you, Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cord, Lord, hallelujah. See through my eyes on tonight, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Anointing of the living God, have your way on tonight, God. Do whatever you want to do, Lord, hallelujah. Speak, Lord, so we may live and declare your glory. We thank you, Lord, that we can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So we give you the praise, you the glory, you the honor, Lord. You're the preacher. You're the teacher. You're the apostle. Hallelujah. You're the prophet, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the evangelist, oh God. Hallelujah. You are everything, God. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Have your way on tonight, Lord. Whoever is online, Lord, bless them. Lord, they're looking for a word from you, Lord. Let them receive fully, Lord, with no hindrance, hallelujah, with no distraction from the enemy. We give you the praise on tonight, and we bind every spirit that is not of you, and we call every spirit in that is of you, and we thank you on tonight, God. Have your way, God. Give us ears to hear, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying in the spirit realm to us tonight. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we pray.
Yes,
amen. And amen. Somebody shout with a victory of triumph. Amen. If you're in agreement with that prayer,
hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and shout unto God on tonight for the
hallelujah.
Word that God has.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For you.
Wow.
Amen. 2 Timothy. the second chapter, beginning with verse 19. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Beloved, the Lord knoweth them that are his. I want you to circle that part. Amen. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And I want you to go back up to where, thank you, Lord, where it says, having this seal. Because I want to talk about the seal of the Lord tonight. Amen. And then I want to talk about the foundation of the Lord standing sure. So no matter what else is crumbling, the foundation of the Lord still remains what? The same. Come on here, somebody. The foundation of the Lord standing sure. So ain't nothing shaking concerning the foundation of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So we got people that are flaky, people that are shaking.
Lord.
But they only shaking because they not standing on the foundation firm enough. You got to stand on it with everything you. This ain't the time. If I can say this in the Holy Ghost, this ain't the time to panic if you standing on the Lord foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But God is weeding out, beloved. Hear what the Lord is saying through me tonight. God said, I'm weeding out those who are not of me. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Bible says over in James that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that God is exposing those who are double-minded? God is exposing those who can't make a decision about who they want to serve. Come on here, somebody. One minute we want to serve
Lord.
God, then the next minute we want to serve the devil. Come on here, somebody. Amen. One minute we on God's side, then the next minute we on the enemy's side. Hallelujah. We can't make up our mind what we want. Amen. One minute we want God, then the next minute we don't want God. Hallelujah. The next minute we heard God, then the next minute we don't know if we heard God. We got to stand sure on the foundation of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Come on and stick a praise in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Glory to God. Having this seal. What seal is he talking about over 2 Timothy? He's talking about the seal of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know that's why we can't take the mark of the beast? Because we already sealed.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that.
Wow.
Don't you know why the devil can't mark us? Because we already been marked by God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me share something with you about a seal. How many you know that everything is up under a seal? Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
how many know that something is not legit if it don't have a seal to it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, God, stay with me tonight. Glory to God. God says, I didn't only save you, I sealed you.
Okay.
From the devil.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you hear what the Lord just said? He said, I didn't just save you, I sealed you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes.
How many know that a seal do two things? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, it do three things. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord. It do three things. The first thing a seal do, you might want to write this down, glory to God, because the Lord is downloading so much. The first thing that a seal do is it shows ownership. Anything that does not have a seal to it means that it don't have an owner.
Mm. Wow.
So you can get saved But until the Lord seal you, then you are not off hands yet. See, the Holy Ghost seals the deal. The Holy Ghost keeps the enemy out if we allow him to. See, here's the thing, beloved. You can have the Holy Ghost, but if you don't walk in obedience, amen, the devil will still mess with you. Oof. Lord, have mercy. Did y'all hear that tonight, beloved?
Yes, Lord.
You can be saved, but if you ain't walking in obedience, then you open a door every time you walk in disobedience to the enemy to mess with you and to defile you. Amen. Amen. See, the ownership says that I'm off limits. Uh-huh. So that's why the Lord gave us the Holy Ghost, so that we can be identified as belonging to him all the way. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
How many know that when you buy food, glory to God, that your food that we buy have a seal on it? And you can't mess with it until you what? Break that seal. But the seal says that it's what? Fresh. Come on here, somebody. So let me get to number two. The second thing that a seal do, it keep bad things out.
Yes, Lord.
It keeps it from going bad. It keeps it from spoiling. That's what the seal do. See, as long as that seal has not been messed with, nothing contaminated can get in.
Wow. Yep.
So God is saying the reason why I want you to stay obedient is so that you can stay sealed. Because as long as I'm obedient to God, amen, the enemy can't break my seal. Oh, I wish somebody would shout right there, glory to God. And my foundation standeth what? Sure. Come on here, somebody. That means that I'm on a solid foundation. But I got to be obedient to God because I don't want nothing to mess with my seal. Glory to God. I don't want nothing to mess with what he's doing. Glory to God.
Yes,
I don't
Lord.
Want nothing to mess with
yes,
the work
Lord.
That he's doing on the inside of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to walk in obedience because I don't want nothing to hinder what God is doing. I got to walk in obedience so I don't quench the spirit. Hallelujah. I gotta walk in obedience so I don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. And give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says the Lord knoweth. Come on here, somebody. That word knoweth has an E-T-H, which means he already knows or he already is in the process of knowing. Amen. He already knows.
Let's go. Come on.
Them that are his. Come on here, somebody.
Them
that are his.
Look.
See, everybody tell me that they know the Lord, don't know the Lord. Come on, everybody. Everybody tell me, the Lord said so and so and so. You know, I heard the Lord say something. Amen, but the Lord can't speak to you about you. Come on, everybody. He can speak to everybody else. Amen, but he can't speak to you about you. I'm so glad, beloved, that the Lord said, I know them that belong to me. Amen. I know them that are mine for real. Oh, somebody need to shout right there. Glory to God. I know them that really. Amen. The Bible says, my sheep what? Know my voice. Come on here, somebody. How many of tonight can say that you know the voice of the Lord? Come on and give God a praise if you know his voice tonight.
Lord.
Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I can't understand these vessels, beloved, tonight. Amen. Talk back to me. I can't understand these vessels tonight, beloved.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Some of that they're hearing the voice of God, but they're listening to strange voices. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Voices who are not familiar. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes.
How you going to listen to a strange voice in the voice of God at the same time? The Bible says that no man will serve two masters. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Bible said that a voice of a stranger, what? They will not follow. Why? Because they have been programmed to follow the voice of the what? The good shepherd. Come on here, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Somebody praise God for the good shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
How many know that the Lord is the good shepherd? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
He's not going to lead the sheep out there to the enemy. Amen. He's not going to, amen, abandon the sheep. He ain't going to run away from the sheep when danger comes. But he's going to stand right there,
yes,
amen, and protect,
yes,
what belongs to him. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, you know, beloved, we got a lot of howlings out here. Amen. We got a lot of wolves out here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't care nothing about you. Glory to God. When the devil come, they run and leave you. Amen. Stranded and abandoned. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Tell you to fight for yourself. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell you to pray for yourself. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They running from the devil harder than you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why, that's because they ain't sealed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No, they ain't sealed. Glory to God. And they ain't sealed. If you ain't feel, you ain't seal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
oh, somebody better catch it tonight.
Lord.
If you ain't feel,
yes,
you ain't seal. Come on here, somebody.
You
better
feel.
Be full of the Holy Ghost.
Feel.
Amen. I'm not talking,
yes,
about halfway full. I'm talking about overflowing full. You better be drunk full. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that when a drunk get drunk and that he ain't,
yes,
scared,
Lord,
of nothing? Come on here, somebody. Amen, amen.
Yes,
they call it they liquid courage. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When a drunk get drunk, amen, he'll say whatever's on his heart. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he got,
yes,
that liquid courage in him. Glory to God. He ain't afraid now. Glory to God. Because it ain't him talking. Amen. It's the alcohol talking. Glory to God. So you can hear the real heart of him. Amen. Talking out the alcohol. Hallelujah. And God is saying that's how we should be. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. When we get a good,
yes,
drunk,
Lord,
amen,
yes,
in the Holy,
Lord,
Ghost, amen, we should,
yes,
be afraid,
Lord,
to say whatever we need to say to the devil. Amen, what you want up in here? Amen, you better get the hell up out of here. Don't you know that I got angels on standby that'll bust your head? Amen, 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 no weapon formed against me shall prosper. What you trying to do? You better go back to where you came from. Glory to God.
Yes,
you are,
Lord,
off limits.
Yes,
you are out,
Lord,
of bounds over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blood of Okoto. Hallelujah. See, when you get drunk like that in the Holy Ghost, I mean, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to say. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is going to speak for you. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, some of you can relate to me. Glory to God. Because y'all done seen,
yes,
a drunk.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. When he get drunk. Glory,
yes,
to God. And some of us can relate. We used to get drunk. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And you know that when we got that feel good in us, amen, we would say whatever was in our heart to say. Glory to God. Some of us, amen, we said so much, we don't even remember what we said the next day. And they're like, do you know what you said? No, I was under the influence. What did I say? Amen. Now, how did I act up? Glory to God. I know I did something. Glory to God. And God is saying, if you get full of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Spirit,
yes,
of God,
yes,
amen, he will give you the boldness that you need to stand against the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says,
hallelujah,
that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And everything he says, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ. If you are naming the name of Yahshua, the Bible says, depart from iniquity. In other words, separate yourself from hidden sins. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because God is looking at us. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
We're concerned about what he think about us in the light, but he's saying, I'm concerned about what you do in the dark. Come on here, somebody. Oh, they got quiet on the set tonight. God is saying, when you declare my name. That means I want you to depart, separate yourself from iniquity, hidden sin. Sin that don't nobody know about but you and God. Come on in, somebody. And God ain't telling nobody because he waiting on you to let it go, amen, so you can show the devil that you love him, amen, more than anything. Come on here, somebody.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
God is covering us in our iniquity because he is waiting on us to depart from it. No, devil, I ain't going to let you take me here no more. No, we got to cut ties right here and right now. You ain't good for me, and I ain't good for you. I love the Lord, and you don't love the Lord. We ain't got nothing in common. Amen. We don't see eye to eye no more. And my God is a jealous God. If I keep messing around with you, something bad going to happen. Amen. So I'm finna cut ties. I'm finna cut this thing.
Oh,
amen. Before God, amen,
ooh,
find
Lord.
Out. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, I'm ready to let it go. Whatever it is tonight, I'm ready to let it go. Because amen, I don't want nothing to interfere with me and my God. I don't want nothing to come between me and my God. Amen. I want to live holy because I know that my God is holy. Amen. I want to live for him. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout about
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now in verse 20, it says, but in a great house, this time my God's house, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth. Now let's cover this. Gold, vessels of gold and silver represent spiritual. Because God wants us to be vessels of what? Gold. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
But this is talking about under the heat or under the fire. Because everything has to go through the fire in order to be validated.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
See, we don't know who you are until you come out the fire. Ooh.
Come on.
Talk, Holy Ghost. See, you can say who you are, but the fire will identify who you are. Come on here, somebody. If you don't burn up, then we know you wasn't wood. Come on here, somebody. If you don't burn up, then we know you wasn't earth. Come on here, somebody. But if you burn up, that means you was either wood or earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Come on, Pastor.
But those of us who can withstand the fire,
yes, Lord.
God calls us vessels of gold and of silver. How many know that the fire is turned up?
Yeah.
So that the impurities can come off the gold. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
See, gold can withstand hotter fire than anything. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why when God tries us, he said, I want you to come out as what? Pure gold. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why do you think when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro off in there that they didn't burn up? Come on here, somebody. Because God knew that those boys were what? Gold. Come on here, somebody. And how many of you know that gold don't burn up in the fire? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But what made it so awesome is that God jumped in the fire with them. Come on here, somebody. Ain't you glad you got a God that'll jump in the fire with you? Come on here, somebody. When he see you going through the maximum fire that the devil got, he'll jump in there with you and start cooling the fire. And the fire won't even affect you. Why? Because God says, I've built a fence around you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got you. Glory to God. Even in the fire. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my God can keep me even in the fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He can keep me in the fire. Come on here, somebody. No matter how it burns, glory to God, God got me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, he's in the fire with me. That's why I haven't burnt up, neighbor. He in the fire with me. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And tell somebody, say, I'm in the house. Verse 20, but in a great house.
Uh-huh.
Notice it didn't say a good house. It said in a great house.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God has called me to greatness.
Neighbor, God has called me to greatness.
That's why what you're going through ain't ordinary. God has called you to greatness, and he's challenging us, hallelujah. He's saying that you got it in you, that greatness is getting ready to come out of you. Ooh, shout out to that old Sando.
Yeah.
That's why you can't settle for good, neighbor. Good ain't good enough. Amen. Good is all right, but good become mediocre when God called you to greatness. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying you are great. Somebody give God a praise because he's pulling greatness out of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why you can't be around everybody. That's why you can't talk to everybody. Because everybody ain't called to greatness. Come on here, somebody. Some people satisfied with good, but God says, I brought you past good.
Hallelujah.
It's time to graduate and step into the greatness that God has in you.
Yes.
In a great house, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor. How many know every time that we obey God, God calls us, what, to honor? Come on here, somebody. To honor means that we fear God. To honor means that we reverence God. To honor means that we don't do everything that other folk do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for what you do because God has called me to what? Honor. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he says, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Why? Because they didn't obey the word of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
If you know that God has called you to be a vessel of honor, come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God has called me to honor. That's why God has had you to cut certain people off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because they dishonor God. Come on here, somebody. They're not trying to live for God.
Yes.
But God said, because you honor me, you can't be around those who what? Dishonor me. Come on here, somebody.
I'm a prayer.
Now let's go to verse 21. We're going to close it up with this one. If a man therefore purge himself. Notice it didn't say God purging him. He said for us what? To purge ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
How many know that purge is not a regular cleaning? Purge is when you go inside.
Yeah.
Deep inside. And get what is hidden now. Purge means the things that stuck down there that don't want to come up. But God said through prayer and supplication, they begin to come up. You. The Lord said, purge ourselves. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be what? A vessel unto what? Honor. Hallelujah. Our daddy lift your hands and say, Lord, purge me.
Purge
me.
From anything that is not like you, Lord, purge me.
Lord,
purge.
Go deep inside my heart, Lord, inside my thing that's not like you, Lord. Let it come up under the book called Tarabasando. Because I want to be what, more like you. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise if you want to be more like him. Under the vocal, Tadabasa. Lord, make me more like you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctify. We don't hear that word no more. Sanctify.
Hallelujah.
How many still believe that the Lord wants us to be sanctified? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That word sanctify means to be set apart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody praise God for sanctification. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that when the Lord sanctifies us, that he cleanses us? Come on here, somebody. From all unrighteousness. Everything that is unholy, God cleanses us. And then we become what? Sanctified. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, and meat. Notice what the word, how it's spelled, M-E-E-T, meat. So God is going to what? Meet us. See, he can't meet us until we sanctify ourselves and purge ourselves so he can do what? Come in. Come on here, somebody. That word meat, A-M-E-A-T. That word meat is M-E-E-T, meat. For what? The master's use. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say God is calling you to greatness because he getting ready to use you in a mighty way. God is calling you to greatness because he getting ready to use you in a mighty way.
Use me, Lord.
Hey, he getting ready to use you in a mighty way. Somebody give God praise right there. He getting ready to use you. He's calling you to greatness. Hallelujah. He's calling you to go beyond your limitation. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm here to challenge you tonight to let you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody give God a praise. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I got the greater one in me. And he's working in me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's
yes.
calling me to greatness. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And then the word said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Come on here, somebody. I'm challenging you tonight, beloved, in the Holy Ghost to take the limits off. Amen. Ain't nothing you can't do. Amen. The devil is a lie. You can do it because you got the anointing of God in you. You got the Christ in you. He is the greater one. Somebody give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say we could do all things in ourselves. He said we could do all things through him that strengthened us. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody on tonight, you can do it, neighbor.
You can do it,
neighbor. You can do it. I don't care what you've been struggling with. You can do it. You can do it. It's in you. It's in you. God has put it in you. Greatness is in you. You can be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Not only is the Lord saying that he purging you, and I, amen, for to meet us, amen, for the master's use, but he's saying, and prepared unto every good work. How many know that God has already prepared you?
Yes, Lord.
We're asking God to prepare us, and God says, when you were in your mother's womb, amen, I already prepared you for the work you needed. Amen. Before you came out, I already validated you. I already anointed you. I already ordained you. I already sanctified you. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
But you know, he's already prepared you for every good work. Come on here, somebody. That's why the good work is waiting on us. Come on here, somebody. We waiting on the good work. God said, no, the good work is waiting on you. Because I've already prepared you for the work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the problem is we're trying to find it in a man. But God says it's not in a man. It's within you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
What did the Lord say that the kingdom of God is? He said the kingdom of God is within where? Within us. Come on here, somebody. So that means if the kingdom of God is within us, God has prepared us for every good work we need to do. We just got to work it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you tonight, beloved, tap into your greatness. Tap into your greatness. We not vessels of dishonor. We vessels of honor. Come on here, somebody. Say, Lord, help me to walk in my obedience, Lord. Help me to walk in the obedience that you've called me to walk in, Lord. Help me to obey you at all times. Come on and give your God praise. Come on and give God glory.
Hallelujah.
How many of you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. How many of you can feel the power of the Holy Spirit? Come on and give him praise on tonight, beloved. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Are you going to answer the call tonight? God is calling you to greatness. Will you answer the call tonight? Amen. We didn't believe the lie of the devil long enough. God is saying, amen, the reason why the devil can't mark you is because you already marked by me. Glory to God. There are souls you got to reach that can't nobody reach but you. Amen. There are things you got to do that can't nobody do but you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. God is saying, work the work. Amen. Because nighttime is approaching. And when nighttime comes, no man can work. Nighttime represent when God is going to take his spirit out to earth. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's time to get busy. Amen. You have been called to every good work. I'm taking it like this. Work it. Work it, neighbor. Work it. Work the work. Glory to God. Work the work. Take your eyes off the circumstances. Take your eyes off your condition. Work the work that God has called you to. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the glory. Come on, come on, come on. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. While the anointing of God is moving. Amen. Come on and give God your victory praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, no. Everything that you're going through is just a distraction so you won't work the work that God has called you to. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? Don't be distracted, amen, by the camouflage that the devil trying to put before you. Amen. The work is waiting on you. The good work that God has called you to is waiting on you. Amen. Because God has prepared you for every good work. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says being confident, and I'm finna wrap it up right here, being confident of this very thing, that he that has begun a good work in you will complete it, amen, until the day of Christ. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when God started a thing, he put the end in the start? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's like when they make a movie, they done already completed the end of the movie. Everything is the start. See, they started from the end. Woo! The Lord says, say that again, boy. Yes, I will, Father. Hallelujah. When they make a movie, they don't make a movie from the start of the movie. They make the movie from the end. Excuse me, y'all, while I shout. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost said. God, I've already written out your life. And your life may look like I'm just writing it out day by day. But no, I've already concluded. I've already put your start in the end. You just walking it out. Come on here, somebody. You just going through, amen, what you need to go through so you can see the end of it. Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a shout.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell y'all something, beloved? And I'm this here for me tonight. Your end is so bright. You're going to need two pair of shades. God is about to flip the script. And what you thought was impossible, if you believe God and stand on his word and know that you are sealed because you are filled with God's Holy Spirit, watch God, amen, flip the wealth of the wicked and put it in our hands, glory to God, before the year is out. Come on and give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to tell you what the Lord is telling me to tell you. He said it's not about the money. It's about the faith. Woo! Y'all better catch what the Holy Ghost is saying to y'all tonight. He said it's not about the money. It's about my favor, Rabbi Sando.
Amen.
Why you think the money about to play out, beloved? Because God is saying everybody that don't have his seal is finna become a slave to the enemy. And the wrath of God is going to fall on everyone that don't have the seal. Come on here, somebody. Of the Holy Ghost. Somebody better thank God for the seal tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your seal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your seal.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I felt that. I'm outside. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't you glad that you feel? Glory to God.
Hey!
You are filled. How you say that you are filled and sealed. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the ark. Glory to God. God said I made you like the ark. Remember when he when Noah made the ark, he filled it inside and out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
He said God is filling you inside. Hallelujah. Ooh. And outside. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so the enemy cannot get in. He cannot penetrate. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, God, the anointing of God is put in you. Hallelujah.
Hey,
yes, Lord. In you. In you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to walk in the anointing God has got on. Hallelujah. You need to talk with the authority that God has given you. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You need to recognize who you are. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
The demons know who you are.
Woo!
Hallelujah. They,
yes,
they tremble when you walk in the room. Hallelujah. But you don't know who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. What good is it being Superman or Superwoman if you don't even know it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means you got an untapped power. Hallelujah. That you ain't tapped into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God on tonight for the word. Ain't you thank God that you feel tonight? Hallelujah. Ain't you thank God?
Yes,
you thank God?
Hey!
Ain't you thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight? Praise
hey!
God. It's not the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The Holy
yes,
Ghost
Lord.
Is changed from the inside.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. That's why you can't hang out who you used to hang out with. That's why you deleted numbers in your phone. You don't know why you was deleting them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah.
God.
For his seal. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Let's
yes,
just pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for
yes.
the man of God on tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for your word
yes.
that you gave him to deliver to your people on tonight. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that we are filled
yes,
with your Holy Ghost, that we are filled
yes,
and we are filled. And Lord, we ask you to bless
yes.
the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless him
yes.
from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Continue to bless him
yes,
and his
yes.
family. Continue to fill him up with
yes,
your wisdom, your knowledge, and your revelation
yes,
on tonight,
yes,
Lord. And we thank you.
Yes,
we
yes.
praise you. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name
yes,
we pray.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory
yes,
to
amen.
God. We are filled on tonight.
Oh,
hallelujah. We are filled. Hallelujah. I think about that song, Sign, Seal, Delivered. I'm yours. Lord, I'm yours. Hallelujah. Sign, Seal. Glory to God and delivered. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Amen. Bringing forth the word of God on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every last one of you that have called in or tuned in on tonight. We have truly been blessed. Hallelujah with the word of God. We are sealed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are sealed and we are sealed. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. God has chosen us for greatness.
Yes, yes.
Hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah
yes.
for greatness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
The Bible says, amen, the gifts that I have given you put you before great men. Don't you realize to be before
hey,
great,
great
men?
Come
you got to be a great man. Hallelujah, praise God. Great people don't hang out with average people. Hallelujah.
No, they don't.
Great people don't hang out with people that have potential. Glory to God. They hang out with people who are great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in order to be before a great man, you got to be a great man. Don't you know God has made you great? Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight for the anointing. We thank God tonight
yes,
for the calling. We thank God tonight for being chosen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We thank God once again for the man of God. Hallelujah. We have truly been blessed on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to, amen, get in contact with the man of God, if you want to give a donation or perhaps learn more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, you can reach the man of God at 562-542-7799. four. Once again, that is 562-542-7794. Apostle Curry would love to hear from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. He would love to give you more information about the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we once again thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With a word from God. Hallelujah. So we invite you back to tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Same time. Hallelujah. Same channel, same number. Amen. And we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Glory to God. I'm going to turn it back. Oh, don't forget about Morning Glory. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. And Apostle Elvin Story. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every morning. Praise God. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, amen. Praise God. Just look up the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship and you can listen to the recording in the archives, or you can listen to it live every morning at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We are sealed. Hallelujah. And delivered. God has chosen us. Hallelujah. For great things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for the word of God and the man of God. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, so he can give his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Bless you. Bless you, my brother. Amen. The word of God is awesome on tonight, as always. Amen. We thank God on tonight for his greatness. I just want to leave one more thing with you before I go to the benediction. Do you remember when God told Abraham, he said, I'm going to make your name what? Great. That was a promise. He said, I'm going to make your name great. And one thing I've learned about God, when God makes your name great, you ain't got to make your name great when God do it. Oh, I can't hear nobody coming.
Yes, sir.
How many let God know how to advertise your name? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God know how to make your name great to where people are beginning to call on you and you be wondering, where? How did you know about little old me? Glory to God.
Amen.
I ain't put no ads out there. I ain't did no advertising.
Come on.
But how many know that God know how to promote?
Yes, he does. Hallelujah.
All we got to do is do what? Be obedient.
Be obedient. That's right.
And purge ourselves.
Yeah, Lord.
From iniquity and unclean things. And don't touch nothing that ain't clean with God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
But how many know that it's your time? It's your time to shine.
Yes,
and God has called us to be great for him. Come on here, somebody. What a calling, y'all. What a calling. God says, I've called you to be great.
Yes,
that's why. That's why everybody can't walk with you. You wonder, like, why, Lord, people keep falling off? Because they're not called like you are called. Hallelujah. Many are called. But few.
Hallelujah.
It's the few. Come on here, somebody. We trying to get with the many, but God said it's not with the many. It's the few.
Yeah. Amen.
That's why you wonder why your circle is so small. God said you ain't seen nothing yet. It's finna get smaller.
Hallelujah.
I can only tell you what the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you. He said, you think it's small now. He said, wait till I get through. I got to shrink it some more. It's still too big. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. What he told Gideon, he said, everybody not going to fight with you. You got too many with you.
Wow. Yeah, come on now.
When God got through with Gideon, he only had 300. Come on here, somebody. But the 300 was so off the chain
that that's all he needed. You think you need a lot of people. God said, when I get through, you ain't going to see but like two or three with you. Maybe four at the most. Come on,
hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
But whoever he's sending with you is going to be a fighter like you. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, no, 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 cold. Tell about
Sunday.
I just want to encourage you tonight, beloved. You somebody great. Come on here, somebody. You somebody great. And great people usually don't walk with a lot of people. Great people walk alone. Or with somebody that is compatible to their greatness. See, everybody ain't going to understand your greatness.
Wow.
When you great, you scare people. Because you're not like them. And how many know that you can't control someone that's great?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
See, people want to control you and manipulate you. Amen. They want to try to, amen, play mind games with your spirit. Amen. They want to mess with you. And keep you under their thumb. But God said, not so.
Amen.
But how many of you know that God getting ready to raise you up and nobody can do nothing about it? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, that's so cool. The Lord tell you, elder, that's why your circle has been small. Because they were jealous. Because your calling wasn't like theirs. I don't know if you can hear me, man of God.
Amen.
See, when God called you to greatness, you find that it's just you and him walking.
Come on.
Because he don't call everybody.
Walk alone sometimes.
But God said he opened doors for you because you had the confidence, thank you, Holy Ghost, to follow him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Even when they said you was crazy.
Come on.
But how do you know that the Bible said my sheep know my voice? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And they were saying you was crazy because they didn't want you to walk into your greatness. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
But the same one that's talking about you is going to be the very one that's going to need your help.
Come on. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Just like Joseph, his brethren didn't know what to do. Because God put him in a place to where he was able to help them.
Come on.
After they had dogged him out, called him an old dreamer, put him in a place where he was put in prison. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But after all of that, God still called him to greatness. What are you saying, Apostle? God is about to open a door that's going to put you in a place of greatness.
Yes.
And the Lord said, the only reason why I'm going to open the door is because I want you to give me all the glory when I put you there. Woo, God.
Come on.
And everybody not going to be happy. But God says, it's about making me happy. Come on here, somebody. We got to forget about people. It's all want to make God happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, who's thinking about the Lord being happy?
Mm. Come on. Talk about him. All about the Lord.
We thinking about so-and-so and so mad. I don't care if they mad.
Come on now.
I'm like the old folks say, scratch and get glad. God is the one. Glory to God.
Right. Hallelujah.
That deserve all the glory.
Yeah.
And God said, that's the reason why I'm raising you up. Because I need somebody to give me all the glory. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I need somebody to make me ashamed to give me all the praise when they think about where I brought them from. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I don't never want to forget where God brought me from. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't never want to forget. Hallelujah. Where I was when he picked me up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't never want to forget. Hallelujah. How he saved me off the streets of Long Beach. Hallelujah. I don't never want to forget when I was insane in the membrane and God brought me back to my sanity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was willing to die over a blue rag, but God changed my life. Hallelujah. I never shall forget what he done for me. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So I don't care how you promote me. Glory to God. Amen. I'm still going to stay the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Never forget. Yeah. Shout out all about here. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, ain't no shame in my game. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He done been too good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't got nothing to hide. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
People ashamed of their testimony. Don't be ashamed. Everybody got a past. Come on here, somebody. You can't have a present if you ain't got a past. Come on here, somebody. You can't have a future if you ain't got a past. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But we thank the Lord on tonight. I just want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. We worship your name on tonight, God. You have called us to greatness. And we thank you, Lord, for making us vessels of honor, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
That you are getting ready to promote us.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you praise and we're going to give you all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And all the honor that is due your name. Thank you, Lord, that we are sealed, hallelujah, by your Holy Spirit. We are sealed until the day of redemption. We are sealed. And the devil can't do nothing about it. Hey, we give you praise on tonight. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we give you all the glory. Bless on tonight, God. Bless Satadabo Sando. Bless Yilodoboko Daraba Sunday. And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Shatodoro Sando.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. You turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. To the man of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Glory to God.
Yes,
tonight. We truly, truly have a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord on tonight. And we thank God once again for each and every last one of you. Amen.
Yes.
I want to say on behalf of everybody, we love y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we appreciate y'all for calling in every night. And we truly hope
You have been blessed with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers and to see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. And remember, hallelujah, you got to take the limit.
Not a man, but can I lie? I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again, believe again, and take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man, no. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you, they're my design. So I'm asking you just to hope again and trust again and take the limits off. I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you. Oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth. Enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth.
It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Keep popping. It's for people that are trying to hop their way back home. Come hell or high water, doing the best they can with what they got. That's who we are, doing the best we can with what we got. And we may not break any ribbons and we may not get any trophies, but if we can learn how to hang on in there, we'll be all right. I will not lie to you, I feel like going on. But I have seen days I did not want to get out of the bed, didn't want to put on clothes, and didn't even feel like brushing my teeth. I've seen days so dark that I just wanted to keep driving, and I didn't even care where I ended up or what you called me. They came, and they passed, and they came to pass. I kept the faith. I kept it. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money. But I kept down on my knees. I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed, I was. If you lose the job, keep the faith. If you lose the spouse, keep the faith. If you bury your child, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wit's end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to love, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.